Blog Talk Radio.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Because of my faith, I just believe God. Sometimes I feel that I'm tired of waiting, but guess what? They that wait upon you are going to renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings like eagles. Ooh, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Hallelujah. God is faithful to his people. Yes, he is today. And there is none like him. We can search all over. We won't find anybody greater than Almighty God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray this morning. And I want you to hear the rest of as many testimonies as we can hear today. And all week, we'll try to hear some more all week long. Because it encourages us. It should encourage us to hear what he has done for others. Great and mighty things. But I pray today, my prayer is that God would open your spiritual ears. And what you hear here, you will never forget. Not just the negative stuff and not just stuff that satisfy your flesh, but that which satisfy your spirit man. If you have not received the Holy Ghost today, pray, pray, pray. And ask God to give you his spirit. Lord, come into my heart and live. Lord, give me the evidence that I have your spirit living in me. Because in this hour, that's what we're going to need, his spirit to lead and guide us. It leads and guides into all truth. It brings the right things back to our remembrance. It'll tell you don't do that. It'll tell you stop. Don't say that, Barbara. Don't go that way. Barbara, they coming. Barbara, they did that. I'm telling you what his spirit will do for you. Sometimes it'll speak and it's so soft, you think it's you thinking. I've been in positions where I was going to do something else. He said, don't do it. Don't go that way. I was going to go that way. Don't go that way. I get it. I turn a whole nother way. Because had I gone that way, trouble was waiting on me. My day would have been messed up. My day would have been delayed from the things I was trying to get done that would keep me stable and happy and a sound mind full of love and demonstrate the power, hallelujah, of God in me. So we just got to listen. Open up your spiritual ears this morning and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. He spoke big yesterday. And I saw the evidence that folk didn't hear what he said last night. I'm like, Lord, yesterday I was just disturbed in the spirit about that thing. God has spoken. We got to pay attention. Stop thinking it's me. It's not me. It is not me. It is not me. It is not Barbara. God is speaking. I know what you read. I know what somebody told you, but God is speaking. And when he speaks, we got to have a spiritual ear to hear what he is saying to us. Because if not, we're going to fall just like the world. We're going to suffer for the world's sake, not for his sake. See, it makes a difference when I suffer for me than when I suffer for him. When I suffer for him, I'm going to be rewarded. I'm going to be blessed. It's okay. But when I suffer for me, the suffering continues. And each level goes higher and higher. And it's not okay. So this morning, I want you to open your spiritual ears so that you can hear God today. Not Barbara, but hear God this morning. Speaking hot off the press, direct from heaven. Because see, we go back to what we know in the book, according to knowledge, what we learn from the book. But if he's speaking right now, we need to take heed right now to what he is saying. And a lot of times we'll say, oh, that's not right. That's not what the book says. He's not speaking according to the book. He's speaking now to you, right now, right now. You think that's all he got for us is just the 66 books? That's all God got? Come on now. He's almighty God that have all power. There is no higher power. And I promise if you find one scripture say something, you're going to find another one to say something different than what he said right now. Because why? He's speaking hot off the press. Direct from heaven. If them boys was here, if them 12 apostles was here, they could tell you some things. Hey, glory, glory, glory. If Apostle Paul was here literally in the flesh, Paul could tell you some things. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. If the prophet Samuel was here, Samuel could tell you some things that God did that it wasn't in the book. It wasn't in the book, but he know God did. He was the man of God. Many times he was the mouthpiece of God, the prophet Samuel. If Peter was here, old ear cutting off, cussing Peter, he would tell you. This wasn't in the book, but this is what he said, and this is what he did. If his first cousin John was here, John the Baptist, out there with camel hair for clothes and eating locusts and wild honey, John would tell you what he said, and he'll tell you it wasn't in the book. He didn't have me to put it in the book, but this is what he said, and this is what he done. He didn't just say after I baptized to save me. He didn't just say this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He said much more than that. He said much more than what the book of John is ending in, what he had me to write. He inspired me to write this, but he said and did much more than this. You think that's all John lived? That was all the life John lived? It don't even tell about John's upbringing, all of it. It tells about his birth and his dad and mama. God want to speak to us right now. And if we don't have the spirit of God, we won't be able to hear and obtain what he said. We'll be rattling around in our head thinking about what them 66 books say, and that's it. He's bigger than them 66 books. Look how long he's been here. 65 years come Sunday for me. You think that's all he said in 65 years? No, ma'am. No, sir. All that I share with you, the testimony, even the word, that's not all he said in 65 years to me. I can't tell you everything he said to me. Some things are not for you. Some things he only bring it to my remembrance when it's necessary. Hallelujah. But we got to open up today and hear from the Spirit of God, not from Barbara. You got to hear from God. Hallelujah. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction, because you're holding on to knowledge. You're holding on what you know, what you learned. Oh, give way to God this morning. Let go of you and let God come in and bless you real good. Many of us are still struggling with things because we're holding on. We're holding on to the flesh. We're holding on to knowledge. We're not being truly led by the Spirit of God because we don't know how. And that's my prayer for you today, is that God fill you, baptize you in the Holy Ghost, that he open up your spiritual ears that you can hear what he's saying to you today, that the words come out of my mouth. It's not me, but his words to you. You don't belong to me. You belong to him. He made you for his pleasure. Hallelujah. And he's got much to say concerning you because he loved you today. Hallelujah. Let's pray this morning. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, hallelujah. Ooh, we come before you bowed down this morning, but yet we come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. You're almighty God who have all power. Father, there's no higher power. You're the God that made us for your pleasure. You're the God that healeth me. We need a healing this morning, Father, spiritual healing. We need a physical healing. We need a mental healing. This day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come asking that you would forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And though our sins be as scarlet this morning, Father, we ask that you will wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. Hey, God. Give us a clean heart today. And renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, we ask. For Father, even our righteousness is as filthy rags before you. Lord, we haven't been all that we should have been to you. You've opened doors. You've made ways for us. You caused us to wake up every morning breathing, clothes in our right minds. We have use and activity of limbs. You gave us life, health, and strength. And we haven't always done as much as we could have done. We haven't seek your face and turned from our wicked ways. We're yet holding on to us and what we want and how we want to do it. Forgive us this morning, oh God. And Father, we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you this morning for putting our sins as far as the east is from the west. Forgive us today, oh God, that if we heard you speaking and we didn't adhere to your word, we didn't take advantage of your word, we didn't obey what you said. Father, we still holding on to knowledge. We still holding on to what we think it should be. We didn't let go and let you have your way, God. Forgive us this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't snatch the breath out of our bodies. We thank you this morning that you didn't turn a deaf ear unto us. We thank you that you're looking beyond our fault and yet meet our needs. Hey, glory. We thank you for being on our side today in spite of us. Have mercy upon us this morning. Father, you made us for your pleasure. We belong to you. Don't take away from us you. Don't take you away from us. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. But without you, we can do nothing today, oh God. Help us, Lord. Help us. We stand in the need of you. Do it for us today. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask. And Father, we thank you this morning for hearing and answering us. We thank you for forgiving us. Oh, we thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our need this morning. And Father, we come before you today asking for healing. Heal our hearts today. Father, give us a heart to forgive others that has trespassed against us, others that has done us wrong. Help us to truly forgive and forget it. For it's what you do. Lord, you forgive and you forget. Help us to forgive and to forget. In the name of Jesus, help us not to hold on to old things, but renew us in you, O God, and help us to hold on to what's new. Lord, help us to see those that are truly our friends and truly care about us. Help us not to follow behind those and chase behind those who don't care for us. For Lord, we're casting our pearls to swines. Help us this morning, O God, to come up in you. You're wise, God, and you make your people wise. Give us wisdom this morning in the name of Jesus concerning everything in our lives, family, friends, children, everything, everybody, oh God, bill paying, everything. Give us wisdom. Help us today. Oh, help us, Lord. And Lord, let us not consider a part of your word, but all of it. Show us, Lord, in your word how you want us to live daily. Not according to what we think, according to what we want, but according to your word, according to you and your will this morning. Father, we thank you for being able to come boldly before the throne of grace. We thank you this morning that we can come and tell you all about it. And nobody will ever repeat it because only you know. Help us today. Father, we come this morning asking that you would open our spiritual ears so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Your Holy Spirit, help us today, oh God, to obtain what you say to us. Help us to keep it and ponder it in our hearts and remember. Father, you gave us Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, to trust in you with all our heart. And to lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we must acknowledge you. And Father, you're going to direct our path. Help us not to be wise in our own eyes. Lord, from this day forward, help us to honor you, O God. Help us to seek you. Help us to depart from evil. This day, oh God, February 22nd, 2022, in the name of Jesus, help us to be a better people towards you. And Father, help us to let your love shine through us. Help us to gird up the loins of our hearts and mind in you and in your word to share with others. Help us where we haven't loved to love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Where we haven't been kind, help us to be kind. Where we haven't been givers, help us to give, oh God. We need you this morning like never before. Time is winding up. And Lord, the plots of the enemy that he has for your people is coming our way. And Father, we want to be ready. We want to stand on the solid foundation of you, your word. We know that you sleep, not slumber. Your eyes are in every place, Father. You're beholding the evil and the good. And you know that the evil is coming. But, oh God, we know that you're able to strengthen us that we'll get through these trials and tribulations in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit today, oh God, for us. For it's by your spirit you said you would go. And Lord, not only to Calvary, but God, go for us. Go before us and prepare the way like never before. Open our spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. Open our spiritual eyes to see you moving on our behalf. Encourage us today. Give us wisdom today. Show us the way today, O God. And those who have not received your Spirit, God, I ask that you would fill us, that you would baptize us all in the Holy Ghost, and give us a heart and mind to hear what the Spirit have to say to us. Oh, without you, we can't make it, Father. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we'll be failures when you already made us victorious. Help us to walk in victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, move by your Spirit today. Lead and guide us, oh God. We need your help. We can't make it without you again this morning, oh God. Bless every caller and every listener. Bless their family members, their friends, near and far. Father, move for those that are sick this morning. Touch and heal like never before. You're the God that healeth thee. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. Do it today, O God. But with your stripes, every stripe you took, we are healed. By every stripe that you took, we are healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, do it today, God. We know you're able. Lord, if you heal us, we can do more. If you heal us, God, we can spread your gospel more. If you heal us, God, we can go to and fro and let them know the time has wound up. It's time to get right with you. Lord, we don't want to just be healed so we can do what we want to do in the flesh. But heal us, oh God, that we can do what you would desire for us to do in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh, we're calling upon you this morning. But Father, we need you like never before. Oh, we need your wisdom today. Give us wisdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless the segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move here today. Have your way, oh God. Have your way here in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people. We pray for those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. We pray for Israel and Jerusalem. We pray for preachers this morning. God, we pray for our brothers and sisters overseas, Lord. Oh, open doors and make ways for your people over there. Bless families, God, and their children this morning in the name of Jesus. Help them to be blessings to each other. Move, God, in uncommon miracles for your people overseas, our brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Father, bless America this morning. Lord, bless your people. Bless the leadership of this country. Lord, any secret thing that's going on that shouldn't be, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would correct it, for we can't. Or we can't do it. Only you can, because you sleep not slumber. Your eyes are in every place. You're beholding the evil and the good this morning. Father, send a wave of your spirit through our leadership. And whatever shouldn't be, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would clean it out, for we can't. All without you again this morning, we can do nothing. Do it for your glory today. Do it that many will come out with a testimony unto you. I was blind, but now I see. I'm stepping down because it's not God. Whatever the case may be today, move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. I'll cover your people today, Lord. The enemy is against us. And Father, the blood of Jesus is against him. The blood of Jesus is against the devil today. All moved by your spirit, oh God. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake and strengthen us and cover us in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And Father, we give you the praise this day. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like you. We thank you this morning. Glory to his majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God. Oh, we thank you today. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I touched something over there, Brother Louis. I'm trying to figure it out and get back in there. There we go. I got it now. I touched something and went to private. Yeah. So we thank the Lord this morning for prayer. It's praying time, saints. It is praying time. It's word seeking, word walking, word living time. I'm telling you, because what's coming our way, we can't do it on our own. And some things are coming our way. He's for us today, and his word says, if he be for us, he is more than the whole world against us. But we got to see that he is for us, and we got to open our spiritual ears to hear from him and stop hearing from people. Stop seeking a word from God and begin to seek the word of God to live by, to apply it to your everyday life. There's nothing wrong with getting a word from God, but it's the word of God that will last throughout eternity. Because a word, sometimes it only lasts for a season. We pray for the house, God give us the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. We pray for the new car, God give us the new car, but guess what? 2 years later, that car is like it's not, a year later, it's like it's not even brand new. But when we seek the word of God, it will keep us encouraged daily if we will allow it to. If we ask God for his spirit, he will give us his spirit, and we will be renewed daily in the spirit of God so that we can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of our flesh. We can keep our mind on him. It's him that will keep us in perfect peace. Who don't want to live a peaceful life? I know some people like drama and trauma, and I don't like all of that. And the people of God, we like joy, peace, and happiness. Now, those that have mental health challenges, if you ask God for his spirit, all of that going to go out the window. Depression, I'm telling you what he's pleased with this morning, and that is the truth. If the Holy Ghost is living in you, depression got to go. Yeah, whoever you yield the most to, that's who going to run your life. Yeah, that's who's going to be in charge of what you do and what happens with you. If you give more to your flesh going to rule and reign. You're going to be sad, pitiful, mentally challenged, and everything else. But if you give yourself to God and ask him for his spirit and his spirit come in and live in you, depression got to go. I'm telling you what he pleased with. You're not going to have God in you and depressed. Not if you feed your spirit man every day. You got to feed your spirit man. You can't sit up and look at the news all day. You can't sit up and research what's happening in the world all day. You got to feed your spirit man from the word of God, praying for wisdom of his word to apply it to your everyday life. Now, once you do these things, all this other stuff happening, you got to go look. I sucked my thumb for over 30 years. I want you to hear me. Over 30 years, I sucked my right thumb. If you look at it right now, it's flat. The other one is thick. Because I sucked that right thumb for 50 years. I used to have hay fever. They called it real, real bad. Sinus problems. A strep throat. Oh, this, that, and the, oh, it was bad. I couldn't go around a garbage can. Looked like threat. It would just jump on me. If I came to your house and something was in there, it would just jump in my throat. Hey, when I received the Holy Ghost for real, that thing had to go. It had to find another way. I was living in Hilltop, and it attacked me one day, and it was bad. I ran to the doctor. When the doctor looked at my throat, he jumped back. Ooh, like, ooh, what is that? They announced it to be strep throat again. That was the last time I got with the Lord, because I knew he had delivered me. He lived in me. How could anything? But But I had to stir up the gifts of God in me. I had to stir up the word in me. I had to stir up the praise in me. I had to stir up my faith in him, my trust in him. I had to stir up binding and rebuking. Yeah, in me. I brought it. Look at here. It had to go. But when we sit around and accept these things, when we sit around and say, oh, well, this the way I'm going to just always be. I'm almost 80 years old now, and it's just the devil is a fool and a liar. And he will make a fool and a liar out of us if we allow him to. What we have got to do is get on the devil case. Well, knee hurting, I was in there this morning. This knee, I'm telling it, you got to get right. You got to line up with the word of God. I'm healed, I'm filled, and I have the victory, and you healed in Jesus' name. This knee is healed because I say so. This knee is healed because he took a beating for the healing of the nation. Whatever strike, I'm healed. Digestive got to line up with the word of God. I'm healed in the name of Jesus, and I'm walking in my healing. I can't sit around and have pity parties and act like this is the way I'm just going to die. If it is, it's because it's what I want. I refuse to stop walking because the enemy want to bring me down. I refuse to stop going to Jacksonville doing what I want to do. I can't get out the truck. My knee hurt. I can drive, but I can't get out the truck. My knee hurt. Honey, I'm getting out and going and everywhere I want to go in and do whatever I got to do and come on out in Jesus' name. The devil is a fool and a liar, and I refuse to let him make one out of me. With God's stripes, I'm already here. He took a beating for my healing, and I'm going to let the devil defeat me. No, ma'am, and no, sir. I got to do something for myself right here, which is cry out to the Lord, which is believe him. Believe what his word says, and I'm walking on up the King's highway. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Listen, today we're talking about a saying that I believe most Christians, most believers, most saints of God, I believe they heard this saying, which is, won't he do it? This is what I've heard many of them say. Won't he do it? They wrote a song about it, and I like the song. I played it on the show before. Won't he do it? He said he would. I know you may have heard that. And I heard many people say it, and he will do it. But before and after he does it, what is it we do for him other than say thank you? And sometimes we don't remember to say thank you. Do we share his wonderful, amazing work with others more often, or do we just say, won't he do it? And we're excited because he did something. God is looking for workers, daily workers, who share his word, not just on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, but live and in living person. The grocery store, Walmart, the doctor's office, also the hospital. The believer should always have a scripture ready to pass on to strangers. I often think to be careful, for some have entertained angels unaware. I think, what if I pass Jesus by because I did not share or give to a stranger? See, we caught up a lot of times into our flesh. We caught up into our thinking. We caught up into what we believe is wisdom and what we know. But we got to let go. February the 22nd, 2022, and let God be the God of our lives. If you don't understand, I need you on your knees praying for wisdom. Keep praying until you get it. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, I need you on your knees praying to God until he fill you with the Holy Ghost, until he baptized you in it. He went down in the liquid grave. He went down in the real grave, but he rose. And if we go down and be baptized in the water, we rise in the newness of life. If you baptized in the Holy Ghost, you're going to rise up a new person, thinking and seeing and doing things in a different way. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. He did it for me and many more. He's no respecter of person. It makes no difference where you come from. It makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference what you have or don't have. He yet loves you, but he needs something to work with. He needs you to come to him because you're burdened and heavy laden. He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you peace and happiness. I don't care who died, you'll yet be joyful and peaceful and happy in him. Because what you'll realize, he's the risen Savior. What you'll realize, he made you for his pleasure. What you'll realize, nothing go on that he don't allow. And all things must work together for our good. If you love him and he called you, or he told you, he's not going to do anything to hurt you. What he has done is a blessing unto you to testify that God is. I don't care who died. Oh, she crazy. No, ma'am, and no, sir. He died. Oh, glory, 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 glory. He died. And he died for us. Our family members ain't died for nobody. It was their time to go. But he died that we might be saved. He died that we might come to God in the fullness and the realness. But we like pity parties. We like being the victim. Some of us like drama and trauma and sadness and anything negative, we run into it, gossip and all kind of crazy stuff, the most raunchiest stuff. What they did over there, girl, that happened to them. That's no news, honey, because what happened to you happened to them could happen to you. It could happen to your children or worse. Anybody here this morning that don't have any problems in your life, can you call me after the show, please, and tell me how you're so free? Can you call me and tell me nothing bad ever happened to you or you never done nothing bad? Call me and tell me how you got to do it. The scripture said we all have sinned and come short of his glory. We're going to have many troubles in this life. But he gave us great and precious promises. We can look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. We can come boldly before the throne of grace and make our, oh, I feel like running right there. Hey, make our petitions known unto Almighty God. Time out for playing today. Time out for your flesh. I'm telling you, your flesh won't help you in this hour. When COVID came, Corona came the first time, what your flesh did for us? Your flesh said, the flesh told the leadership to tell us to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's what the flesh told them to do. What did God say? Anybody know what he said? Many got scared and come to him because they thought it was the end of the world because they had never heard of this before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God got a purpose and a plan for each one of our lives. But how are we going to get to it? By seeking him. And we can seek his word. But we're seeking him for wisdom, others' word, to apply it to our everyday life so that we can live the way. And when he speaks, we'll know he's speaking to us. Right now, hot off the press, direct from heaven. Somebody said, won't he do it? And they thought it was a cute little cliche. They thought it sounds so cute and good, but he will do it. But after he do it for you, what are you going to do for him? Ask not what you can do for your God, but ask not what your God can do for you, but what can you do for your God? What is it, Father, you called me to? What is it you chose me for? What is it you really want me to do? Lord, I want to seek your face, and I don't want to seek your face because of what I want. I want to seek your face because of what you want. I want to seek you, Lord, because I need to know what it is you want me to do. What is it you would have of me? You made me for your pleasure. Teach me how to forget about myself. Teach me how to let my flesh die so you can live. Because I'm telling you, many are not hearing. They think it's Barbara talking, and they got their own way, and they got them 66 books, and they think that's it. I've been here 65 years, and I have not ever told you all that God has done for me in 66 years. You think that's all he did was in them 66 books? He was here way before Adam or Eve ever come along. What was going on? Oh, glory to his majesty. He found something he loved, and he made it. Man. He made man and he saw that he loved man. He destroyed them all but eight. But he so loved man, he started it over again. So if you think them 66 books is all he has, I need you praying. I need you on your face before God. He's much more than them 66 books. He's alive and well. He's speaking hot off the press, direct from heaven to you. But can you hear what the Spirit has to say to you? Can you hear God? We're too busy chasing after man and what man said, God said. I need to get on my knees and seek him for myself. Please seek him for yourself in this hour. Because you're going to need to know his voice. You're going to need to know the move of him. He said in his word, my sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. The devil done brought many things. And let me tell y'all something. When you got children, you need to stay on your face day and night if you can. If you have children and you love them children, you need to stay before God as often as you can. Let me tell you something, because that devil will keep bringing them children. He will keep doing using them children, doing things to the children, using the children. That's the debt next to you. Every time I turn around, it's something else. But I say this, greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. These grown folks, but the devil want me to give up on them. Let them go. Let them go on out there and I'll destroy them. No, I'm praying for them. I let them go now because God going to have his way in them. But I'm praying for them. I can't stop praying now because if I stop praying, the devil got them. Somebody said, won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will do it. But you got to want it. And you got to want more than a house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. You got to want more than a car. You got to want more than money, a good paying job. You got to want more than the American dream. You got to want that which is spiritual more than you want that which is natural. When you decide that you want that which is spiritual more than natural, you're going to see God move in your life like he never moved before. That old drunk husband going to straighten up. That old adulterous, cheating husband going to straighten up. That old drunk, dope-doing wife, she going to straighten up. That old adulterous, cheating wife that you love, she going to straighten up. Them children that's acting a pure donkey, they're going to cut it out. But you must love God more than anything else, because if you love anything more than you love him, you're not worthy of him. That's his word. That's not Barbara. See, we want to love everything else more than God and throw him crumbs, kibbles, and bits. Oh, you ain't going to kibble and bit God, because he going to kibble and bit you. He'll give you a little bit here like you give him, a little bit there like you give him, and a little bit over there like you give him. But if you give him your all, he going to give you his glory. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. I went yesterday to make my deliveries. And I knew something was wrong with Sister Jerry. I knew something was going on. I didn't know quite. And I wanted to go by a house, but I called, but I didn't get no answer. So I said, well, no, I'm not going to go by there because I didn't call. And I think she told me she have a doctor's appointment today. But when I didn't hear from her, I said, this is so strange. But I told the Lord about it, and I let it go. Later on, I got the message, call me, I need to talk. Her phone had gone out. She said she couldn't call nobody, she couldn't do nothing. And she had to spend money she didn't even have to get another phone, but God is faithful. He'll replace that in the name of Jesus. God loves a cheerful giver. I'm always wanting to give something. If I know you like it, then I can do it. If you like it and I got it, I want to do it. Hey, bake me some bread. I want to bake it and bring it. Bake me a pie. I want to bake it and bring it. When you hit it, I want you to be satisfied with it. God loves a cheerful giver. I want to give from my heart, not talking about what I gave you. Because if I didn't give it from my heart, just keep it because it won't reward you in any kind of way. That's the truth today. But won't God do it for you? Won't he do it for you? Won't he open doors and make ways? Won't he turn things around? Won't he save your soul? Do you believe that? Won't he make you a new creature in Christ? For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new in him. And we got to learn to accept what God allows. We pick and choose. Well, today she's doing the show, she got too many songs. Well, today she's doing the show, she's talking too long. Stop picking and choosing over God's stuff and accept what God allows. Have some patience. Patience truly is a virtue. Now, I get excited. I want to use the word anxious, but no, I get excited about giving. I was finding out all that I could do on Friday. I even went out shopping on Saturday to make sure I could put everything together right to give. And looked like I just couldn't wait till Monday come to go give it. When the show was over, honey, I ran and hopped in them clothes and everything, combed my hair. Ooh-wee. And I'm telling you, it was the driving up there to give it away. I'm singing loud. I'm just having praise service. I'm just showing out in my truck because I'm going to give what God blessed me to be able to give. And when I got there and the people saw what I was giving, they were so happy. Oh, they treat one girl, she never treated me kind. When she saw what I was giving, she treated me so well. I asked for my doctor. They said he was in surgery. I said, well, I wanted to hand this to him myself. But he busy, and I'm going. I got to go. I gave them their gifts, and I went on my way. Called Sister Jerry, no answer. Came on home praising God. Because, see, I trust him. Anything that was detrimental to her, if it was severe, he would have just sent me going on right on by there, Barbara. But that's not what he did. So I had to trust him. And that's what we got to get. We got to go to Proverbs 3. Listen to me. I know I've given this to many, and they take it or leave it. And I know when the enemy come in like a flood, we'll forget that it's God that will raise a standard. But if I've ever given you Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, I need you to go back to that scripture. I need you to walk in it. I need you to obey it. Because we must trust God with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we must acknowledge him. It's him that's going to direct our path. We must not be wise in our own eyes. We must fear the Lord and depart from evil. See, because there's some things we're doing that we don't consider to be evil, but it is. It's some things we doing, we picking and choosing what we wanting from God instead of letting him do it hot off the press direct from heaven. It's some evil we are doing when we don't seek God with our whole heart, but we walk according to our flesh. Seek God and depart from evil. You got to trust him. Let me tell you something. I don't have to keep preaching that trust thing because guess what? In a minute, you're going to trust him. He's going to be all you got. Yeah. But I want to remind you before time comes so you can prep, so you can start, so you can put it into practice. I'm telling you about picking and choosing before this thing happened because once it begins to happen in this country, you're not going to be able to pick and choose. Because you're going to know. You're going to know for yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt I told you the truth the whole time. You won't be able to contact me. And listen, while we got him, we need to go on and tell God what we want and stick with it. Some things God has taken from us is working together for our good, believe it or not. But we want it back. He took that old car. Oh, we want the car back. That same car was going to cause you to get killed in an accident. Let me tell y'all something. We running around here with these people, and you don't know who these people are. Some people work in witchcraft. Some people work in black magic, white magic, voodoo, hoodoo, and all kind of other do. But we got a God that will do, and that's who we looking to. And look, some of them are diviners. And they can call the wind to come. Because, see, the devil is the prince of the air. I know y'all may not understand what I'm saying, but I got to say it to you. Some of them can call the storms to come, tsunamis and all this stuff. Y'all, I'm telling you this morning, the devil is a prince of the air. God gave him the power to do it. Sometimes the sun is so hot in Florida and other places, it's just ridiculous. The winters get so cold. Shante was showing me out her window how blurry and gray. You talking about a cold, unless you've been there, you've never experienced cold like that. But the devil is a prince of the air, so he can bring ice storms and all this crazy stuff, see, on the people. And some people, heat go out while this ice storm is happening. The devil is the prince of the air. This is why this is radio like no other radio. This belongs to God. It don't belong to the devil. And we bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that try to come against it. In the name of Jesus. And we ask God to rebuke it for our sake. But we got to get it right with him. See, you got them diviners, you got them witches, you got people working a work out here. And look, you got folks doing your hair and don't even know they're working a work in your head. Oh, I'm learning some things. I'm learning some things. I be careful what I eat. Careful of a lot of things. But I'm like Apostle Paul. You can feed me poison. It's not going to do nothing. But yet I'm watching as well as praying. There's a lot of things going on because the Antichrist is in full effect. It's coming to that time. They're seeking this one world order thing. We won't be able to get out here out loud and cry loud and spare not unless you want to die or go to prison. And some of us, it will happen too if we're standing for God. For God will live or for God will die. Some of us going to die. Some of us will perish in prison. They won't care about us. They won't see us as humane. That time is coming. You heard Carter yesterday. He said the wolf is at the door. I know we don't believe it. I know we think it's going to be business as usual. I had said some things and this person, they just... Oh, boy, what they want is just can't let it go. And I had to remind them, God spoke yesterday, and you didn't hear what he said. And, you know, they lied and said, yeah, I heard. No, well, I should have asked, well, did you understand what he said? Because you may have listened, but you may not have heard. Because you're doing the same thing. You're not trying to get there. I need you to get there. Open up your spiritual ears. Stop hearing Barbara and hear what God got to say. And don't be smart out your mouth with God thinking it's Barbara now. Huh? My goodness. I'm just telling you. Yeah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Listen, I have some testimonies I want to finish up. But I want us to go here quickly. There are many things to consider when it comes to Almighty God and his word. Listen, I don't mean just his written word. I mean him speaking to you. Because if you in him and he in you, he's going to speak to you. My sheep know my voice, he said, and a stranger they will not follow. Do you know the voice of God? I need you on your face praying to know the voice of God. I don't need to seek it. Oh, well, see, I don't know. Now, that's because you've been seeking man too long. You've been seeking a word too long. I need you to seek the word of God. I need you to seek God's face. Turn from your wicked ways. I need you to depart from evil. Don't be wise in your own eyes. I need you fearing God on your knees, praying for more of God, more of his living word in you, more of what he's speaking right now, direct, hot off the press, directly from heaven into you. I need you to know it. How many can say this today? And do we remember? Many times God has supplied food for us right here on the earth. Look here, I got to raise my right hand. He just did it this month for me. He just did it for me and was doing it for months, supplying food. I had so much and have so much, I have to give it away. Freeze the stuff. Because what I buy, he multiplied. He multiplied so that I can give out. Psalm 78 and 25 says, man did eat angels' food. Listen to this. He sent them meat to the full. They were out in the wilderness. And he gave them manna from heaven. Kill birds. They wake up birds everywhere dead. All they got to do is get them up, clean them, cook them up, and eat them. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He sent it. He did it from heaven. Don't tell me what God won't do. I hear you say, won't he do it? Do you really believe he'll do it? Do you really believe he'll clean you up? Do you really believe God will deliver you from anything that's not him? Won't he do it? Tell yourself that. Not to be cute and cliche-ish and not so it sound good and he did something for you and you're all excited, but that's all he going to get, the excitement of you being thankful for what he did. Now, he needs you to do more because the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers. But talk to the Lord about what he called and chose you for, because many of y'all sitting down on it because what somebody done taught you. I need you on your face before God, seeking God. Not man, because there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. He going to be destroyed. She going to be destroyed for the lie that they taught y'all that they thought was the ways of God. Yeah. Hebrews 13 and 2 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Many times we won't give to the folks holding the signs. Many times we see people in bad shape, we keep on going. But how many know, how do you know there wasn't an angel or that you done passed Jesus by? You done passed God by with your fleshly thought. Being selfish, being cute, thinking you know something. What you got is according to wisdom. It's according to knowledge. It's according to what you know. I know they be out here holding these signs to buy drugs and to get beer and to get liquor. No, don't do it. It's not your money anyway. God bless you to work and make money to give, not to live. He bless you to make that money to plant seeds. He bless you to make that money to pay your tithes and offerings. And because you seed plant, you're going to get a harvest to live off. Because you paid your tithes and offering, you should have a harvest from tithes and offering even to live off. He said, prove me this day, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings you don't have room enough to receive. But we got it backwards. And we scared to give that 10%. We scared to plant seeds. I'm a seed planter. Anyway, I think a harvest going to come up. God is over there. I want to give. I got $500 million on my mind. I got some folks I want to bless before we leave here. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some. Hey, but shut up. Ah, glory to his majesty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you this morning, Father. Thank you. Thank you for hearing it answered. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, but thereby some have entertained angels unaware. You didn't even know it was an angel you was entertaining. He did not tell this to the angels. listen to this, but to us, his people that he made for his pleasure. Hebrews chapter 1 and 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Which angel he said that to? But he said it unto us. He said, sit here. Sit on the right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. I didn't tell you to cuss them out. I didn't tell you to fight them. I didn't tell you to shoot nobody, stab nobody, talk about nobody. Sit down. Sit right here at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Ask Joseph and Mary about it. They'll testify to it. God told him when to leave. He told the wise men, he showed them, don't go back and tell this man nothing. Sit here until I make thine enemies thy footstool. That's his word, Hebrews 1 and 13. Luke 4 and 10 says, for it is written, he should give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. It is written. He inspired man to write it to let you know. He'll give his angels charge over you to keep you if you want to be kept by God. If you want to open your spiritual eyes to see. If you want to open your spiritual ears to hear. He'll even send an angel to assist you to get the way you need to go. Ask God about it. Get on your face today and begin to pray to God for the things of God. Stop all this fleshly stuff. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. For it is written, Luke 4 and 10, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Won't he do it? Huh? Won't he do it? Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? They had traps setting for me, set up. But he sent his angels, and they had charge over me, and they kept me from the snares. And the pestilence and the this and the that. I never got COVID. Got to believe him. Got to trust him today. Luke 12 and 9. I got to get on through this because I want you to hear the testimony. Luke 12 and 9. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Did you hear that? Before the angels of God, he going to deny you. Not just God. Because if you deny him, he going to deny you before his Father. But he also going to deny you before the angels of God. Angels have power. God sent them to do stuff. He sent them to get my money and bring it to me. He sent them to bring me food. He sent them before me that I go and come in good shape. We're going to look at Psalms 91 and 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Look at that. In case you missed it up here. In case you missed Luke 4 and 10, he brought it right back to you in Psalms 91 and 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. 1 Corinthians 6 and 3 says this, know ye not that we shall judge angels? I want you to hear that right there. See, this charge I keep and this God I'm glorifying, guess what? One day it's going to pay off. One day for me to kill my flesh and make my flesh come under subjection, it's going to pay off one day. Because look what he said. Know ye not that we should judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? We got to get in there and study it to find out. We got to get on our face and seek God to find out. There's much more for us than what these people get up and teach. And some of them teaching lies and false doctrines and got us all wrapped up, as they said, on a bringing down the house. They got us twisted in the game. They got a straight tripping boot. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? We coming back with him to judge the world. I was looking at Jesus on the cross, and he said that it was 12,000 legions, I think he said, or 12 legions, but I think he said 12,000 legions. If he called on the Father would send right then and there. But God so loved the world that he allowed it. He allowed his son to suffer. At the day must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and I know there's a cross for me. God has blessed us in America that we don't suffer in many ways others suffer. And we've taken advantage of his love. And we kibbling bit, God. We got to stop. If you haven't been on your face praying to live right, if you haven't been on your face seeking God to do the things he would have you to do, this way you want to go. Stop seeking stuff and things and people and stop it. Seek the ways of God. Seek his will for your life. Seek what he would have you to do. He's given us plenty enough time to rehearse, to practice, to get it together, to walk according. He's given us plenty of time. So when things start happening, no need to cry, Lord, I didn't know if I... No, you knew you didn't choose to have it. You didn't want it. You wanted it the way them false preachers been teaching you stuff. You didn't want to go in a place where they were going to tell you, you got to seek God and not me. That ain't what you wanted. Because we done had it easy for so long. But I'm back to this one every day. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Be careful. Please pray. Please talk to God about all of this I'm telling you today, and he's going to confirm it with you. What they call it, confirmation. He's going to give you some. Hebrews 1 and 4 says this, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by influence obtained a more excellent name than they. And that's it right there. We're going on to hear some testimonies. Hallelujah. But I want you to hear this today. I want you to stop coming and hearing Barbara. I want you to come and hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to you. I want you to come with your mind to hear from God and not just hear from God and just know and that's it. We can't just be hearers. We must be doers. Hearing is good. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. But after we get faith, are we stepping out in faith to do something unto God? Are we stepping out in faith because the harvest is plenteous? Are we stepping out in faith to please God? Or are we stepping out in faith to get what we want from God? Let me tell you something. When folks get in dire straits, oh, baby, they can believe. If it's something concerning their health, they're going to die, oh, they can believe what they couldn't believe before. Now, you don't want to get in a bad situation to begin to believe God. You want it way before it is. Because the storms, they're going to brew. The wind going to keep on blowing in your life. But your soul must be anchored in Jesus. Yeah, it must be anchored in the Lord. And no matter what comes your way, you can stand. Because you're standing on a solid foundation. Not only his word, but you're standing with the one that got all power. Anybody ever heard them stories where somebody was coming behind somebody to do some bodily harm to them, rob them and kill them? And one man said, the man told him, said, hey, told another man, I was going to rob and kill him. But just as I got close enough to him to touch him, all these men just showed up, and he went right through them. They made a path for him to go through. When he got through the path, the men closed the path up. I knew I couldn't fight all these men. I turned around and went on about my business. Now, the one that was going to be robbed and killed, he didn't even know. But God sent his angels concerning them. Tell the Lord this morning to send your angel of wisdom to bring you wisdom. Yeah, tell the Lord this morning, God, send my understanding angels to bring me understanding. Send my joyful, peaceful, kind, and merciful angels. Send them for me this morning, oh God, that I can feel good about myself. Send the angels of faith to bring faith my way. Send the angels of trust to bring me the trust that I need. Just send it, God. However you send it, I want it from you. Because if I get it from you, it's good. Do it for me in the name of Jesus. We got to get real with God because that's what it's going to take in this hour. Realness with him. No flesh. That flesh is deceitful. It'll get you in trouble. It'll cause you to go to hell. Yeah. Yes, it will. We want the things of God. Not just for stuffing things, but we want to please him because he's worthy this morning. He's more than worthy to be pleased of man. He made us for his pleasure. He done brought us through over and over again. And black folks, it's a shame before the good master what he's done for us. And we out here acting like the devil. It's a shame. We got to get our minds right. Pray for others. Love people for real. And stop the fakeness. Stop the gossip. All the crazy stuff. Yeah. Pray and ask God to give you a new heart, a new mind. Renew me, God. Revive me. Ask God to do a revival in you. And use you to do a revival in others. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's hear some more of these testimonies.
Grandson, four generations deep, going to Far Rockaway, New York, to Beach 54th Street to a party, walked in the church called Kelly's Temple Church of God in Christ, had on a leather bomber and a green Applejack hat. Y'all don't remember that either. Uh-huh. Walked in there, half bowleg and half pigeon-toed. And you always play with your nose. And there, the five mothers acting like Bloods and Crips surrounded me and said, sick 'em, Holy Ghost. Y'all ain't talking to me. Oh, y'all don't do that out here either? Back then, they feel a circle around you and be like the blood of Jesus, yes, him, and all of that. And in about an hour, I was saved and delivered under row five, asking myself, how did I get under there in the days of the holy rollers?
Okay.
And I've been saved since that day. Never backslid, but I have fallen forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, there he goes, I'm amazed that I made it this far. And then after a few years, when one person talked to me, I was began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and after I preached the gospel and got close to God, I had a stroke. After having that stroke, my entire right side was totally paralyzed. I was very upset with God because he was using me to lay hands to heal everybody else.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Speaking in tongues and blind eyes opening back in the days when God used to do that.
All right. He's doing it today.
The deaf would hear and the dumb would walk. What's your first name only, Miss Lady? What's your first name? All right. And the deaf would walk and, I mean, the deaf would hear and the lame would walk and the Lord wouldn't heal me. I went to a church back in the day when a man named Evangelist John Lawrence was living. And he was at a church called Bethel Gospel Tabernacle. And I was sitting up in the balcony of this church where he held a meeting for 6.5 months. He said, you there, you paralyzed one. He didn't call me by my name. He called me by my problem.
Yes, sir. Come on.
All right, y'all.
Come on.
And when he called me by my problem, how long have you been married? There's a man up there. Are you married? There was a man singing right here. You, yes. How long have you been married? 10 years. Where is she? If I told you something, would you believe me? Because I have to move quick. I'm doing a lot. This is like gumbo. You understand, I'm going to be testifying, prophesying, then preach, mm-hmm. and then get out here and go upstairs and eat breakfast and come back down and do it again.
All right.
But God says, and I call myself the praiseologist because, let me finish my story because you looked at me funny. You can run because you're going to be a prophetic singer across America. You right there. And God said, tell him I had plans on doing that since he was in his mother's womb when I called him forth in the month of November.
Glory, glory.
In the month of November. Mm. When are you born?
Thank you.
November 29th. And the Holy Ghost, see, and the problem we have with church folk and new breed folk is we want from God, but we don't give nothing back.
All right, come on, preacher.
I grew up where they said response determines results.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I did that. The man called me down and said, God wants to heal you. Lift your hands. I can only lift one hand. My eye wouldn't blink. I had a droop face. I couldn't talk, drooling out the mouth. I wanted to be healed. He said, God's going to hear you. The next night, I didn't come back because he didn't heal me. I came back 2 hours late, came in, sat in the balcony. You in the balcony. I said, here we go again. Now, you don't know. I know about preaching. I'm a preacher. God still wants to heal you. And I'm up there saying, and I want him to heal me. Left, came back. The next night, couldn't get in at all. Went down to the lavatory. That's the pretty word for what we used to call bathroom. Went downstairs, and they had speakers up in this church, still do, called Bethel Gospel Tabernacle. He said, you in the bathroom. I looked around. I said, can a brother get a little proud? I know that. I know the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. He said, God still wants to heal you. They called me to the office, Roderick Caesar and John Lawrence. He said, God is taking you through a test. And I started crying out of one eye. He said, if you praise him.
Hey, glory.
He's going, this is how I became the praise God. Says, if you praise him,
thank you, Lord.
He's going to heal you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I started praising him. Thank you, Jesus. No, I didn't get healed quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Went home all the way to Long Island, sat in my bed, kept hearing God say, praise me, but he was using John Lawrence's voice. Praise him. I praised, no feelings. I didn't have any feelings. I just obeyed him. Thank you. God said, now get out of ritualistic praise.
Yeah, come on here, preacher.
And put the praise on the level of your mirror.
Ah.
I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I praised my way to sleep.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Around 3:45 a.m. in the morning, because they had the little clock that had the red lights there. I got up to go to the little boys' room. I'm sorry, y'all are bored with my testimony. I'm getting up there, and I'm about to go to the little boys' room. And when you know your house, you don't have to cut on the lights. You just get up, and it's already in you. Went to the lavatory, went back to bed. The little man in my brain said, you walk. I stood up, was still paralyzed on my arm, face still disfigured, started stomping on the ground at 4 in the morning, had a white gentleman named Al living underneath me. I could hear him using the broom to bang the ceiling, telling me to stop. I was not crazy, but I wasn't stopping.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because when you need a miracle, you don't let somebody near you stop you.
Come on,
I'm almost there. I promise you there's a method to my madness.
All right.
If you take that run, walk and take that run, y'all are going to get another new home. God said, tell them, prepare to move. I'm moving them out. I'm going to make them a landlord of one and the owner of the other. But if you sit there, you miss it. If you run, you get it. That's up to you. I promise you.
Hallelujah.
I kept on praising him. Just look, I kept on praising him. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And my hand went up. I said, uh-oh.
Wait a minute now. Huh? Glory.
Al comes upstairs. He's been living there longer than I did. He said, Rev. Called me Rev. He was mad. Rev. I'm glad you won't be there. Rev. There's a woman that's going to be supernaturally blessed for standing by you for as many years as almost as you've been preaching. God says, last year I was going to call her home, but I'm letting her stay so she can walk into this promised land. He says, I owe her some things, so I'm going to renew two of her organs. The lady I'm talking about is in the white hair. She's sitting in the front row.
Mm-hmm. God knows he's telling the truth.
God says, God, Aya, Shanta Costa.
Glory, glory.
You're getting, make sure they can hear me out there. You're getting a renewed organ. Because God wants you to march into the promised land with the bishop on this. God said,
hallelujah.
You've been faithful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Since 1968-69, you've been faithful over few things. And God said, now I must make you ruler over many.
Hey.
I want those who know God's still a miracle worker to clap your hands
thank
and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Al runs, Al gets up, he runs to the stairs. I'm sorry, I'm boring y'all. He calls James, who is a black man living on the third level. James! Keep me loud, because I like loud. That's why I'm praising all this. Don't bring me up and down and leave me. James! James, it's 4 something in the morning. What are y'all doing? I can't say what he really said because he wasn't saved. So this is the clean version. You wake up black people when they in sleep. What y'all doing? Al is white. He said, come downstairs. He said, what are y'all doing making all this noise? He said, look at Rev. He said, I see him every day. He said, look at him. He said, the man moving. He said, oh, Lord, his legs. Al said, his hands too. And he said, man, but if it was me, I would want my face fixed first. You know, black people want to look good even when they die. Hallelujah. Al said to James, neither one of these people are saved. Do you want to see his face get healed? And I'm still praising. I'm not even talking. I'm just excited. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going off. It ain't the pretty praise I gave when I first got saved.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't know what moving is until you can't.
All right.
You don't know what it is to scream until you can't.
Yes, sir.
I don't hear nobody. You don't know what it is to run until you
can't.
Yes, sir. Much better. Al said, you hold his right hand, I'm going to hold his left hand, and we're just going to do what he's doing. I ain't doing nothing but, hey! So they start screaming, hey! The Bible don't say where there's two or three saved touching in the grave.
Come on here, preacher. Come on, preacher.
Because if you wait on saved folk, y'all ain't talking. Some of y'all might be sick for a mighty long time.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Salt and pepper. Holding my hand, black and white, salt and pepper. They start screaming. I go to the laboratory. Some people lie on their story. Wasn't no angel, wasn't no bright lights, wasn't no visitation. I didn't hear no voice. Just looked in the mirror and watched my face start straightening up.
All right.
Now, if I pucker up, it's still crooked, because God said, I'm going to leave you a sign in case you get bougie.
All right.
And you want to change and start acting like other people.
All right.
Oh, y'all quiet. Your second state will be worse than your first.
Yes, sir.
My face got straight. I start flushing toilets. I'm throwing rags. I'm literally cured. So I'm going out there to show them. And I'm hoping 30 of you scream on this and give God an unorthodox praise because I got miracles that he has in store for you. When I came out, Alan James was on the floor speaking in tongues, being filled with the Holy
Ghost. Oh, glory, glory.
And the Lord told me, sometime I'll use your condition.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all are quiet. Hallelujah. Involuntarily.
Uh-huh. You know my heart to you. Hey, glory.
Sometimes some of the things you're going through has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Yes, sir.
It's to get the attention of someone else.
Yes, sir. Jesus did it.
The doctor discovered a tumor on the brain stem coming out of my brain, going toward my ear. That nerve was entangled with the sight nerve and the balance nerve and the facial expression nerve. And the doctor, by God's grace, folded my ear up forward, went in through the ear canal, went into the brain cavity, went down into the nerve canal, stripped out that nerve, damaging any other nerve, and in 3 solid weeks, I was back in the pulpit, praising God. And every time I see that star, every time I see that star, I don't worry about the star. I just lift my hands and I praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
trust in God. Wherever I may be, out on the land, on the stormy sea, let come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches over me. He watches over me. I trust in God, and I know He cares for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, oh, mountain breeze, out on a stormy sea, the billows roll. Lord, He keeps my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
My heavenly Father, He watches over me. He watches over me.
I said,
I trust in God.
Hallelujah.
And I know He cares for me. Oh, oh, mountain breeze, or out on a stormy sea, though billows roll, I'm so glad to say, Lord, keep my soul, my heavenly Father, He watches over. He watches over me. Yeah. It's an interesting day that we live in. Standing in a concert hall and be shunned to death. But you could be enjoying a service in church. A maniac come in and empty his gun into parishioners. Or you could be walking or riding your bike down the road. And some person get in a vehicle, ride up on the bike path, and kill as many people as their vehicle can hit. We really don't have enough police officers or military men and women. We don't have enough FBI agents. Hallelujah. There's not enough undercover Secret Service to watch out for us. But I want you to know that I trust in God.
Amen.
And wherever I am, because it could be a disease, it could be a sickness, something that you were not prepared for. Just on last year, some of you told maybe because I lost weight of sickness. No, I lost weight because I heard what preacher said about weight. But last year I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I didn't know it and I didn't tell anybody. Just go like I do and normally get my checkup, because I think it's important to go and let the doctor look you over when you get a certain age. And the doctor said, Mr. Hines, your PSA is considerably high. We want to do a biopsy. They did the biopsy and found that cancer was in my prostate. I didn't tell the congregation. I didn't tell my children. Didn't want to tell the saints, because you all can write our obituaries real quick. Wasn't going to let y'all know. I talked to my wife. I said, honey, they want to do a scan of my body and see how they want to treat me. So go back in. We went in and they did the scan and they said, come back in 5 days. And we'll tell you how we're going to treat the cancer. When we left from the scan, my wife said, honey, we're going to trust God. And I don't believe that there's going to be any cancer to treat. And so I began to stand on God's word. I began to declare that by his stripes I am healed. Healing is the children's bread. No good thing will I withhold from them that walketh upright. And I began to declare the word of God and praise in every opportunity. I went back on that fifth day. Not only did the doctor that was seeing me named Dr. C come into the room, but two other doctors came in. Dr. C set me down and he said, Mr. Hines, we don't know what happened, but we can't find any cancer to treat. So I trust in God. I know he cares for me. All mountain peaks or out on a stormy sea. No billow grow. Can I get a witness in here? The Lord, he is my foe.
Yeah, Lord.
My heavenly Father, watches over. He watches over me. I want you to know I went back to get my checkup. My PSA had went down. I went back for the next 3-month checkup and it went down. They said, Mr. Hines, you don't have to come back for a year. Your PSA has gone back down to normal. God is a miracle working God. Don't worry. You may not can control what goes on around you.
Think about, and I'll get to my message in a minute. He told me to take as long as I wanted, but anyway, I'm not going to keep it too long. My father always said, blessed are the short-winded, they'll be invited back. So I won't be too long tonight. I'll tell you one more story, then we'll go. But see, you know, Bishop Blake, Bishop Brooks, when I took over in 1999 and the church started to really grow, it had like 6,000 people. My father had built a beautiful 8,000-seat sanctuary, and you know, some of this is the sovereignty of God. I'm not bragging on me. And even when Bishop Blake was reading my introduction, I thought, I don't know who that is. I don't know how that happened. There's some of it's just the sovereignty of God, but the church began to grow, and we filled it up twice, and we needed a larger auditorium, and you couldn't build out there in the part of town that Lakewood was at that time because the roads weren't big enough to handle a bigger auditorium. So we found a 100-acre tract of land about a mile from the church there in northeast Houston, right on the freeway. And, boy, I thought, God, you just saved this property for us. I mean, you can't find 100 acres in a big city like Houston in town very often. And, you know, I felt like God had saved it. And I talked to the owner, and he said, it's been on the market for over 20 years. You don't even need to write the contract. Just go do your soil samples, do your preliminary drawings, and then we'll close on the property. And, boy, I just on cloud nine. I thought, that's the hand of God. Well, about 3 months later, we went to close on the property. We had a meeting at 8 o'clock. We showed up at 7:45. The secretary walked out and said, I'm sorry, the owner sold the property last night. I thought, I can't believe it. He gave us his word. He said, I didn't need to do that. Man, I went home and I told Victoria, I said, man, we're stuck. There's nowhere to grow. No more property. And Victoria looked at me and said, listen, Joel, this means that God has something better. We're not going to get discouraged. We're going to keep moving forward in faith. She started preaching one of my messages. I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to be discouraged. But we started looking. A couple months later, we found another 100-acre tract of land. I thought it was even better. I said, God, I just know, you know, you did this for us. Do you know the same thing happened? About a month later, they sold it out from under us. You know, I thought, God, where are you? I'm trying to do our best. We're trying to grow, trying to build your kingdom. But again, I'm not perfect, but I did what I'm asking you to do. I just kept moving forward. I said, God, I know you're still in control. I know you're still on the throne. See, faith is trusting God when life doesn't make sense. To say, God, it's not going my way. Twice they sold it out from under us. You know, about 3 months later, a friend called and said, Joel, the Houston Rockets basketball team is moving out of the compact center. That would be a great location for Lakewood. When he said that, something came alive on the inside. I knew that was supposed to be ours. We were friends with the mayor. I called him that afternoon. I said, Mayor Brown, I hear the Rockets are moving out. It was a city-owned facility. I said, what are you going to do with the compact center? He said, Joel, I think the Compact Center would be a great home for Lakewood Church. So we went, so that was the hand of God there. See, that was on the main freeway. It was the premier facility in our city. 2 million visitors a year come through the Compact Center. Not just having the building, but everybody knows where it was. So we knew that was a hand of God. It was a city-owned facility. And one more thing about this story. We had to get 10 votes from the city council members. 3 years we worked and worked and worked. They were going to lease the facility. 3 years we had 10 votes. The day before the main final vote for us to get the facility, one of our votes decided to be out of town. He got so much pressure from the other side, he changed his mind. Well, him not being there would cause the deal to fall through. There were 14 council members. Five of them are against us now. There was a young Jewish council member, Council Member Goldberg. He had been against us for 3 years. Man, but I could not convince him. I did everything I could. I said, Council Member Goldberg, we're going to be good for the city. We're going to uplift the city. I gave him my best sales pitch for 3 years. I couldn't change his mind. The night before the main vote, we thought it was done. The paper said Lakewood won't get the Compact Center. Council Member Goldberg called me. He said, I'm changing my mind. I've decided to vote for Lakewood to have the Compact Center. Let me tell you. He said, but Joel, I didn't do it because you're persuasive. I did it because a friend of mine, an elderly Jewish lady that I haven't spoken to in over 20 years, she called me last night and she told me in no uncertain terms, you are to vote for Lakewood having the Compact Center. Let me tell you, he said, do you know this lady? I've never heard of the lady. Let me tell you, God has the right people lined up for you to put in a phone call right when you need it. Baby, y'all. But you know what? When you think about the goodness of God and what he's done in your life, see, God can make things happen that you could never make happen. I'm asking you tonight to take the limits off of God. See, God says when you believe, all things are possible. He didn't say if you can figure it out. If you have the money, if you have enough votes, if you get a good enough medical report, you don't have to figure it out. Our job is to believe. Our God is to say, God, you're on the throne. You own it all. You can do what medicine can't do. God's got the finances for you. He's got the buildings. There are moments of favor in your life if you'll just keep walking forward, honoring God. He's going to open doors bigger than you can imagine. Amen. How many of you are believers in here tonight and not doubters? I know you all are.
Move far, far away, 14, 16 hours away, to transfer to a prison with Sister Margaret is that the leader and the founder of Revelation Seed. I didn't know why I was going there. I was by my home. I was in Danbury, Connecticut, 45 minutes away. Prison visits every 2 weeks with my family. But the Spirit of the Lord led me to go over there. I was saved, but I wasn't sanctified. This woman taught me sanctification. Hallelujah. She taught me how to walk holy before a holy God. Hallelujah. She taught me how to be a woman of God and a woman of honor. I bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I honor my mother and the Lord for teaching me the way. Amen. My sister Stacy.
Hi, my name is Stacy Holliman. I'm from North Carolina. God delivered me in prison behind the prison walls. I was diagnosed with cancer in the mouth, 1998. I was sentenced in 1996. I came out of prison in 2000. But God delivered me in the prison wall. The devil said I wasn't going to make it. He gave me 3 months death sentence. But God said no. God said no. And I met Sister Mark in Arlington, West Virginia. And how I know
Jesus. And how I know God. Jesus. I know God through this lady. The light of God just shined through her. And remember, never put your mouth on God's people. And God taught me a revelation through the cancer in my mouth. You need to shut your mouth sometimes. And open your mouth when you're supposed to open your mouth. Only through the anointing. When you are called, when you're serving a purpose for God, open your mouth for God. Don't put your mouth on God's people, because there's a price to pay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, saints. What I'm wearing and how I look, amen, where I've been. You just need to know it's put up in you. Amen. It's put up in you. Amen. My name is Donna Hubbard. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am the woman at the well. Amen. I was a prostitute on $1,000 worth of crack cocaine a day. Amen. I thought I'd never make it. They told me I'd never be nothing. Amen. But I want you to know that God delivered me over in the prison vault. I wasn't saved from prison. I was saved in prison. You need to know I was set free inside a prison vault. But John gave me 24 years, but Jesus Christ gave me eternal life.
Homosexual. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say that. God bless you.
God bless you. Hold up, ladies.
Hallelujah.
Wait just a minute. This audience has been moved by your testimony to tears. I see women crying all over the room because you have come and witnessed the truth in your own way. Brother Kirk Franklin wants to say something especially to you now.
I have my baby sister is in prison, and she's not my play sister. She's my biological sister. What happened was, is I was adopted, and she didn't get adopted, and she's been in prison for over like 12 years, and. You know, I mean, I was just listening to y'all, and y'all, first of all, y'all are so beautiful. Y'all are so beautiful. And I was very embarrassed that my sister was in prison, and I went to go see her last year. And to see women in prison, it just don't seem right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What some powerful testimonies this morning. And when I tell you God is able, you heard him say, won't he do it? Yeah, he'll do it all the time. God is faithful to his people. But we must be faithful unto Almighty God. We got to lift up our head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting all. Hey, glory. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. But he can't do it for us unless we want it. And we're willing to do what it takes to get it done. We got to stay with God. We can have a part of him. We got to have all of him. And like I said, we kibble and bit God. We give him a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit over here. But we got to give him our all. Because we kibble and bit him, he'll kibble and bit us. But if we give him our all, he going to give us his all. All that we need and more. Because he's Almighty God that have all power. I'm telling you, we got to get it right. Not just for what's coming our way. It's just right to do right. It's just right to be faithful unto a God that's faithful unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him this morning. Mm-hmm. I was listening at the prophet testify, preach and prophesy all at the same time. And he told the truth. He told the truth. And see, you don't know what people are going through. And I want you to know this morning. The devil give gifts. Yes, he does. He give gifts. And sometimes we leading people astray. And they following us. And when you're a false preacher, you're going to have a great following. Because you're teaching according to what people flesh need. I'm telling you the truth this morning. But when you preach according to what the spirit man in them needs, and they don't have the spirit of God living in them, they can't follow. Carnal and flesh are constantly at war against each other. Constantly fighting against each other. Your flesh want to rule and reign. And if we allow our flesh to rule and reign and we think we walking in the spirit of God, we will be sadly disappointed. And again this morning, what's coming our way, we need the spirit of God living in us. He's given us plenty of time to learn how to hear him and how to obey what the spirit is saying to us. This thing is not just going back with him when he comes. It's not about getting what we want, the desires of our hearts, because a lot of our desires are fleshly. It's not spiritual. But the minute we give more to God than we give to our flesh, we're going to see something. You're going to see a great difference. You're going to know more. Wisdom going to come. Because God will not have us ignorant. No, he won't. And he don't want us who say we're Christians, we're believers, we're the people of God. He don't want us to perish. And in the last days, we will perish. And those that are old as I am, a little bit younger than me and older than me, listen, we know better. We know better than what we're seeing today. We know better than what these people in these churches telling us that's not the truth. Somebody said this, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Yeah. Somebody say, it was good for my dear mother. It was good for my dear mother. It was good for my dear mother. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Yeah, because see, we done got so smart. We done got wickeder and wiser. And we think because we are in what they're calling the new age, the modern day, that we can follow this stuff and God is pleased. But listen to me. God was this way yesterday. He's that way today. And he will be that way forevermore. He won't change. He won't change his mind. His word will not change for us. He has said what he meant, and he meant what he said. He loves us. He so loved us, he sent his only begotten son. But he will not change for us. He will not change his word for your flesh. And that's what people think. People think God will change because of what their flesh wants. And what many are trying to do, they're trying to bring God into the world. But we got to bring the world to God. We must bring the world to God. He's the one who can clean us up. He's the one that can make us fisher of men. And once we catch the fish, we lead the fish to God. He's the one that take the scales off, take all the gunk out of them, wash them. Now we got some clean fish. But if God does not do it, we can't. And without him, we can do nothing. I'm telling you, in this hour, it's time to come to Jesus. And come for real. Come correct. Come for real. Come on your knees. Come on your face. Crying out to God for God. Come on your face. Crying out for his will to be done in your life. Lord, show me the way. I'm down here, Lord. I'm on your word and I need your power. Just please, Lord, show me. Show me the way. Yeah. What I tell you, he's faithful and he's able to do it, but we must want it. No need to play games with him because he know it all. He know the day you was born. He know who you was born to. He know how you was born. And he's no respecter of persons today. Don't care where you come from, who you came through. He already know you. He literally, I know they say he talking about something else, but he literally know how many hairs are on your head. He's the God that healeth thee. Anything wrong with us, he's the God that can do it, perform miracles in healing in our bodies. With unheard testimony, he healed cancer. He healed AIDS. I knew a girl. She came to a revival I had. And when I tell you, God healed this woman of AIDS.
If you're on Medicare
and
Part
she
A
she was
and
not
B
ashamed. She wasn't ashamed to tell it all. Even how she contracted AIDS, she wasn't ashamed to tell it. Because God is going to have people in place who can tell it. And they're not ashamed to tell it all. Yeah. He's that kind of God. I wanted to do this morning. I wanted to do it right away because I think a couple of days I missed it. But I wanted to say good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And when you get a chance, lift your hands to the Lord and just begin to tell him thank you. He brought you from a mighty, mighty long ways. He didn't bring you this far, Dot, to drop you off. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the end. Yeah. And it's all right this morning in the name of Jesus. Rose Brown, you got to hold on to Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 through 7, hallelujah. You got to hold on to it, Wicked. You got to read it every day. You got to believe Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. You got to read it and meditate in it until it gets in you, and you got to obey it. And once you begin to do these things, God is going to move for you in a mighty way. God's going to move for you in a mighty way, Wicked, Wicked, Wicked. Yeah, the Lord is opening doors for you. He's going to make a way. It won't always be like this. It won't always be like this. It's going to get better, but you got to look to the hills from which cometh your help. You got to tell yourself, I'm worth more because God loves me. I don't care what people say about you, what people think about you. I'm telling you what he pleased with this morning, and that is the truth. It's for you to hold on with everything you got to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, because the enemy want to come against you and take you out of here. But you shall live and not die today. You yet going to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, the word of God. You yet got some people to share with. You yet got some people to tell God is good. He did it for me. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Sister Samoa, when you get a chance, lift your hands to the Lord and just tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you for wisdom. I see the Lord is pouring into you more. He's going to make it more clear for you, Samoa. He's going to make it more clearer for you. I saw the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I saw God come and he cradled your children. Thank you, Lord. He cradled your children because he loved them. I don't care what they've been through. I don't care what they've done. He loved them. And he cradled them. He held them. And I know he's talking to them. And if you but trust him, Samoa, he's going to bring them out. In the name of Jesus, it's a new day for you. It's a new day for you, woman. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It won't always be like this. Hey, God is perfecting that which concerning you. Listen to me this morning. Sooner or later, it's going to work in your favor. He's turning it around for you. I hear the word freedom. That's all I can tell you this morning. Aya shakahaya. I hear the word freedom. Hallelujah. What folk thought was going to happen is not what's going to happen. Lift your hands when you can. I want you to praise God like you done lost your mind. Hallelujah. Because you did. You lost your mind and took on the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Jerry, I just need you to shake yourself. Every now and then, shake yourself because you're shaking the devil off. He come but to steal, kill, and destroy, Jerry. And he wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to steal everything you got. But every now and then, shake yourself so you can shake him off. Walk in the spirit that you don't fulfill the lust of your flesh. And it don't just mean laying with men. It means thinking about things that you have no control over. You've done what you could. You can't do no more. Now is the season for God to take completely over and let God have his way. I need you to begin to praise God, Jerry. Praise him. Yeah, open your mouth. I don't care if Calvin here, the neighbors here, whoever here, praise God. Let him hear the praise come out of your mouth. Yeah, from a sincere heart. He gonna move for you. I want to say within the next 3 days, Jerry, within the next 3 days, you're going to see a big difference in the name of Jesus. I see you walking, Jerry. I see you walking. Yeah. But God is giving you a new attitude with your new walk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Father. We thank you this morning. Andrea Spinner, I want you to notice God is not through. God is not through. And what he wants you working. Because if you work unto him, he's going to work for you. He wants you working. There are people, you're holding up their blessing because you didn't come out yet. Gotta come out. Gotta come out. You don't have time to wait for training. God has put in you, you have the experience. Because God allowed you to go through what gave you the experience to work unto him. In the name of Jesus. Don't let folks hold you back from God. Well, don't let fear. He didn't give you the spirit of fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. And if you trust him, what you tell others, you don't have to worry about it failing. You don't have to worry about it coming back on you. You're sharing from what God blessed you to go through. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, it's time, it's time, it's time. Don't hold it up, it's time. Because what's coming our way while you're working, God is going to train you. Not only that, he's going to give you wisdom that you never thought you would have in the name of Jesus. But you got to trust him and allow God to do it through you and in you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rita, I don't care if it's one penny. I don't care if it's $2. I need you to plant a seed. Plant a seed into a ministry that you know is reaching and touching the lives of others. Yeah, I don't care how much you plant, but plant that seed and tell it whatever amount you plant, tell it what you want it to do. And God is going to move for you. I want to tell you within the next 21 days, yeah, within the next 21 days, sooner or later, it'll work in your favor. Even as I'm singing, God's turning it around for you, around for you. Hallelujah. Around for you. He's turning it around for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 708, by special area code. God bless you this morning. Thank God that I can see your area code. I see a healing coming about for you. God is healing your body. Yeah. I need you to lift your hands when you can. I need you to open your mouth and begin to praise God. I saw the enemy come looking. He's looking at you and lurking because he want to touch you. But the scripture says, touch not mine anointed and do the prophet no harm. So I want you to begin to praise God also like you lost your mind. Yeah, I want you to quote the word of God out of your mouth so that your ears can hear it. Yeah, because God is moving on your behalf. I also saw money dropping down around you, 708. God is blessing you. God is blessing you. Oh, you have not seen nothing yet. He's not done. He's not done with the blessings. Hallelujah. I'll just tell him thank you and begin to praise him. All from a sincere heart. He's worthy this morning. He's worthy. I often say he's more than worthy. Hallelujah. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, on you in the wait mode. More and more spiritual things coming your way. More and more spiritual things are coming your way. I saw you looking, and when I saw you looking, the Lord said you're thirsty. You're hungry. Hallelujah. For spiritual things. There are some gifts in you. Oh, yeah, shut the heart. Hey, God, oh, yeah, hey. There are some gifts in you. And the devil tried to suppress them. He want to make you think God is not going to use you, but yes, he is. There's a reason for the house that's coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are reasons for the decorations and many different things that's coming. In its perfect timing, you're in the wait mode, but it's coming. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because God is going to use you, and God is going to use that ministry that he placed in you. It will draw many women. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I saw a turnaround inside of your house. I saw a turnaround inside of your house.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, it is working for your good. I'm telling you today. Yeah, I can hear the same thing for you. It won't always be like this. God is perfecting that which is concerning you. Sooner or later, hey, it works in your favor. He's turning it around for you. Around for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see God do a new thing even in your heart, even in your mind. Hey, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tell your buddy. Tell my buddy. Tell him I said not many days from now. Oh, the enemy came. And he just knew he took some things from my buddy. But what's happening is this, that better is coming. A greater idea is coming. Or should I say more ideas. More blessed ideas are coming my buddy's way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. It won't always be like this. I believe I'm going to play that. Hallelujah. For God is faithful. God is faithful. We're going to open up the studio. I'm going to finish doing the roll call. Let me finish that, and then I'm going to this song, and I'm going to play it for us. It's for all of us this morning. God is going to turn it around. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Y'all bear with me. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening yesterday. And I got your message on Facebook. God is just faithful to us. That's all. He is just faithful. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa. Good morning to you, Melanie Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, and Miss Deborah. God bless you, God, baby. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your gift to the prison. God bless you. Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Stenner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Jerry, Sister Angela Foote, Sister Annie Lee Foote. I got your message, Sister Angela, and I went ahead yesterday and ordered the oranges for Mama. And we want to be in prayer about the month of May. Yeah, let's be in prayer because God going to move. I believe that for us in the month of May. Hallelujah. I trust him on that. Oh, what a time. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps. And good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Yvonne, I hope that you heard the testimonies. I emailed you and asked you to come this morning because I wanted you to hear those testimonies. Because a lot of times when the enemy moves, we think he done won. We think because the court say this or somebody say that, that the enemy has won. But how many know the devil is a liar? How many know what God says coming to pass, that's what it's going to be. If we can but believe him and trust him. Let me tell you, people have told me things and I didn't see it. I told God, I said, Lord, this is what they said concerning me. Lord, you do it. Even if they spoke a lie, God make it good. Hallelujah. And God came right in and did it for me. You hear me? Oh, yeah. Good morning to you, the main man holding that chat room down so well, Brother Louis. Good morning to you, sir. God bless you. And God bless Sherry over there. Good morning to you, Brother Jermaine and Brother Anthony and Brother D. AD, I need you to show up in there. Let me see that 706. Y'all excuse me. Let me see that 706 every now and then, D. Uh-huh. It's all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And good morning to you, Brother Mike Hopps. And we pray that you're healing well and that your knee is doing good and that you're walking on it and things are getting better for you, Brother Mike. Yeah, we pray it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Brother George West Perry. Thank you so much for your gift. God bless you, sir. And God know who to use, when to use. Yeah, and so we thank him. We thank him. Good morning to you, Brother Lee Hamilton. And good morning to you, Brother Cal and Pastor David Jackson. Good morning to you, sir, my buddy. And good morning to you, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin. I got to check on Frank this morning. I hadn't heard from him, but I want to say good morning to him, and I pray to check on him today. All right, buddy. All right. Even if you don't receive it, buddy, it's already done, because if God's speaking, it should surely come to pass. You're going to excite me now. Go head on with the foolishness. You're going to excite me this morning. Hallelujah. I know he's doing it. I know he's doing it over there. Yeah, what y'all going through, y'all in the wait mode. And it's not in vain. You're going to get to see after a while and go to hollering and running into each other and acting a donkey over there. Don't call me over there because I'm not coming. Yeah, y'all go on and praise him and enjoy the fruits of God. Enjoy the blessings of Almighty God. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look, I wanted to play that one. It won't always be like this. Yeah, but I got another one for you. I got to play this one. Let's go with this morning. Hallelujah.
Don't you raise your hands and I love the Lord. We're nothing but some old country boys all the way from town. I think this, we come to sing a song for you. Hope that you will enjoy yourself. I'd like to ask you a question. How many have been enjoying yourself? Did you enjoy the Jackson Southern? Why don't you hear the Jackson Southern? I'm just so glad to be here in Jackson, Mississippi. If I have to act a little strange, y'all have to look over me, because I love the Lord. And if, you know, my father had no dog, and whenever he got ready to come to hunt, all he had to do was came out to the edge of the woods and say, chicken. Y'all don't know nothing about that, do you? For us to sing for you this evening, all you got to do is just kind of nod your head along with us. If you don't want to do that, every once in a while, somebody can kind of wave your hand just a little bit. But if you want me to follow this young man, I got to call Robert. You say, Willie, can stick it a little bit.
I hope y'all can hear.
Thank you.
I hope y'all could hear that one. Show me the way. The sound was awful, Brother Louis. I'm so sorry. Show me the way. Lord, I'm down here. I'm down here on your word. And I need your power. I just need you to show me. Show me the way to you. Show me the right way to obey you. Show me how to love you with my all. Show me how to give you my all. Show me how to love you at any cost and to obey you at any cost. I'm down here on your word, and I need your power. Lord, show me the way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say this morning, testimony, you may want to have something to say about a scripture, feel free to press that number one and come in today. Yeah, and share. Yeah, and it's all right today in Jesus' name. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we thank him this day. We thank him this day. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Jared, did I see your hand raised? All right, let's see. Good morning,
good
Sister
Jared. Good morning,
Barbara. Oh, I'm blessed. I can't complain.
That's good. That's good. This is the time now we got to start getting to this stuff. We got to stop playing. We're coming into the last days. We need to stop playing.
Wait, you're breaking up, Sister Jerry.
Oh, this phone. You know, I'm going to say, okay, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to give nothing no credit. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I dropped the phone again. That's okay. We didn't break that one. Yeah, we're coming to the last stage. It's time that we start recognizing who God is and who we are to God. Because we all have a work to do. There comes a time, my mother used to say, you can't live on this earth for free. You just can't keep living here and doing nothing. So there comes a time when we really got to let God know, I'm for you, God, and you're for me. Gave me a lot to think about, a whole lot to think about. I'm just glad God loved me enough that no matter what I do, he's waking me up. And I just want to thank him. I want to thank you, Sister Barbara, that you keep getting up. Even when going through something, you keep getting up. So let's keep on getting up for God, because he sure did get us up. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I don't have a choice in the matter. He keeps raising me. So as he raised me up, I must continue to get up. It don't matter what I'm going through. His will must be done. And I heard the pastor say this morning, what you're going through is for somebody else. And I know it to be the truth. Because all Jesus went through, it wasn't for him. It was for us. Yeah, it was for us. And what I'm going through, what I've gone through, it is for others to know that God is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to this one. I went on and got it. I pulled it from YouTube this morning. But it will always be like this for all of us. God is perfecting that thing that concerns us. Sooner or later, he's going to turn it for our favor. He's already worked it out. He ain't working it. He already worked it out for us. But we got to trust him. We must have the faith to believe him and to obey his word. Get on your face, begin to cry out to the Lord. Lord, these are the last days we believe. God, things, America appear to be flipped upside down. Show me the way. I'm down here and I need your power. I need your guidance, your leadership. I need you to show me the way. Lord, I want to prepare for whatever is coming. And I want to prepare in you and through you so that I can stand in these last and evil days. Help me, God. Yeah, that's what we got to get. Yeah. We can get with all this other stuff if we want to. We can get with the new age stuff. We can get money and anything we want. But unless we got God, it won't last. You're going to get to see a lot of rich people. Money won't do them no good. We must have God. Hallelujah. And it's already all right. Is there anyone else have something they would like to say this morning? If not, we'll go. All right. All right. Good morning, Miss Ciara. Is this my buddy?
It's Buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Barbara.
Good morning, y'all. God bless you.
I just, I was handed a phone, so I guess I needed to speak. So, first of all, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've been doing, for what you're faithfully doing for us every day, and that's praying and ministering to us. And I pray God's richest blessing on your life, that he continues to strengthen you and ever keep your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Focus, that he will give you a hearing so you'll hear his voice clearly when he speaks, and that he'll touch your body and heal it of every ache and pain and illness that will try to come against you, because you're needed.
Thank you.
And, you know, but I also wanted to say just, you know, a little bit on the theme that's been, the topic that's been talked about this morning. And over the weekend, I was at a revival. And we don't hear much about those anymore. And when people go to revival, they just think it's just a time to go to church. And, you know, you go through and you just have a good time. And you know, and but there are people out there that's hurting, that's carrying generational curse on them. That the same thing the mamas and the daddies have experienced, the children are experiencing it, and they're passing it on to their children. And we're you know, I was actually hurt to see how churches fail the people that walk through their doors. And how we feel that taking up an offering and reading the messages are more important than delivering the people, because they're hurting. And then a lot of the young people are not going to church today because of what they've seen their parents experience, and that there was never any deliverance. So they're saying, why should they give their lives to Christ? Why should they even enter into that realm when nothing is going to change? It's the same old, same old. But it's people like you that keep telling your story, that keep telling how God has saved you, that keep telling that he's real, that he heals, that he restores, that he's a savior, that he's a healer. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what people need.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
And I just, admonish you to keep putting your message out there because it's needed. And, you know, I hope the pastors that are listening, that they will sit back and really, and I'm just take an account of what's going on in their ministries and start looking at the people that they've been put in charge of and start ministering to them, truly ministering the word of God to them to bring life to them. There's so many women, and I tell my wife this, I grew up, and I'm going to say it, I grew up privileged. When I think about it, I grew up privileged because there's a lot of things I wasn't exposed to. But I was exposed to church because my grandmother was an evangelist. And every Sunday morning, she'd pick us up and take us to church. Whenever she went to church, we went to church. But I see so many young women that are out there that's been hurt, molested, raped, cheated on, and they're just walking around hurting, and there's nobody that's sowing into their lives. We have young men who grew up fatherless that don't know what it's like to have a father around, so they don't know how to be a father. The church is where they need to go, and we've got to start setting the example and start helping these people to heal and give them some kind of base that they can start learning how to love, how to truly love like Christ loved. But, you know, the pastors need to start taking account of who is in their congregation and stop just passing it off and stop thinking that it's just for glory, for their glory. It's for God's glory that they've been put in place. And it's to save God's people. And when we've got to start telling the truth and stop, you know, making everybody feel good, because it's about, you know, what I have and what I don't have and, you know, who sees me, who I know. It's about saving souls. And you say that every day. And then we've got to start telling it because people are truly hurting out there. And I saw that firsthand this weekend. And it truly bothers me that we walk around and say we're men and women of God and we can do the churchy thing and shout hallelujah and glory and, you know, I'm feeling good and, you know, when we're broken and shattered and nobody is sowing into us or trying to help us put ourselves back together so we can walk with God. So we've got to get back, and we've got to start calling people out on this that say they're pastors and ministers of the gospel, because it's time to stop playing around. But I just, you know, wanted to share that this morning.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Because it's needed. It's needed. The truth needs to come out. The truth needs to come out. Yeah, and I thank God. I thank him today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because that is so true. We got to stop bringing messages that make people feel good. Because feeling good is not the way. One thing I know, you can feel good today. Well, let's say you feel good at 9 o'clock. By 9:05, you can be feeling bad. It's not about the feeling. So we got to stop giving people this. What we got to do is give people what they need. And what we need is life in God. We need a life to live that no matter what come our way, we know we got a risen Savior. We know we got a God that loves us, a God who cares. And he won't leave us, not forsake us. He'll be with us until the end. Because as you said, Pastor David, many don't know. Some women done went through, some men done went through, children going through, and they don't know. Nobody never told them. Some people go to church every week, and yet they don't know how to stand before God. Some of them don't know what to pray for, how to pray. Yeah, and this is what we need to do, teach, teach, teach. And when people come to us, don't discourage them. Don't beat them down, but lift them up. Hallelujah. And God will draw them into the place where they need to be. It's time out for playing church. It's time out for the big hoopla and all of this. That's nonsense. All the entertainment, we got to go back to God. Because I tell you, what's coming our way, entertainment won't help you. What's coming our way, the way you dress going to church won't help you. How you look, it won't be of no importance. But who is in you and who you are trusting will be the most important thing you've ever heard, you've ever learned. Look, I'm learning Spanish, and I was thinking it was something to do. Coming into 65, the more you get involved, it helps your mind, it helps this, it helps that. But coming into Spanish, I'm learning this. I would be able to reach a Spanish-speaking people. I would be able to bless these people. They will be able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ because that's what saves. Yeah, entertainment in the church, it don't save. How I give these cliches, I won't he do it, da, 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 da. That won't save. Jesus saved. Hallelujah. He saved lives and he saved souls. He make us over again. And this is where we want to be. All of us, we want to be made over. We want the God that healeth thee. He heal us from anything that has hurt us. He heal us from what we're going through. Because not everybody have aches and pains in the body. They have aches and pains in their heart, aches and pains in their mind. They can't forget what they've been through. They can't forget who did something to them. It's a lot of things, but we must teach the truth. Hallelujah. And stand on. And I know a lot of people won't like me. They won't come here, but that's all right. You heard. You had an opportunity. My dad sang a song that says, if you fail to pray and your soul get lost, nobody fault but yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning, and we're moving on in him. Is there anyone else today have anything they would like to say? We have a little time. So feel free to press that number one today and come in. Hallelujah. All right. If not, we're going to our last song of the morning. And this is for all of us today. Yeah, this one is for all of us. And we're going to this one and after the song. If no one have nothing to say, then I will pray us out. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Thank you, Pastor David. God bless you, sir.
But not defeated.
Hallelujah.
Cast down, but not destroyed. That time, don't understand. But I believe it's turning around for me. Around for me,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Do it, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must believe that he's turning it around for us. Yeah, we're going to seek him with our whole heart, and that everything will be turned around in the right direction for us. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Rita and Sister Dot. Thank you so much. Yeah. Listen, and we'll get out of here. This coming Sunday is my birthday. 65 of them years. Hallelujah. God has blessed me. Oh, I had a few rocking rolls along the way, had a few bumps and, you know, shakings and everything, but 65 come Sunday. He blessed me up until this present time, February the 22nd, 2022. I could have been gone, but he blessed me to be here. And he keep on blessing me over and over again. And honey, if I make Sunday, I want to just show out in the Holy Ghost and tell God, thank you for 65 years, Lord. You have watched over me. Even when I didn't know you, you knew me. And you yet bless me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this year, I'm going over to the Red Lobster over in Jacksonville on Blandin Boulevard. My niece asked me where I wanted to go, and I don't know. It just come to me. You ain't been to Red Lobster in a long time. Tell them Red Lobster. So I told her Red Lobster. And I said, I don't know you think. She said, well, it's up to you, where you want to go. I said, well, we'll go on over to Red Lobster. And I thank God for it. And I told her, I said, well, I'm going to bring me a piece of birthday cake. I'm going to eat me a piece of birthday cake for my birthday. She said, don't worry about the birthday cake. We got everything. God is faithful. They never did this before. I never had a family birthday celebration. Yeah. But I thank God for it. Thank God for the thought, because it's the thought that counts. And that Dr. Goodman, when I tell you she thinks about it, and Sister Dot, I thank you so much. I thank you just for the thought, just for the thought. Yeah. Because people don't have to think of you. People don't have to remember your birthday. And when you say something is needed, they don't have to give to you. I said I was selling fruit out here as a fundraiser. Knew it ran over there and got the fruit. Yeah, it didn't say this or that. But he bought fruit. Many others bought fruit. Many others gave a donation for the fruit. If they couldn't get it or they didn't want it, they gave a donation. Yeah. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Thank God for those that blessing the ministry to keep going, because you are spreading the gospel. You are spreading the gospel. Some people told me, well, I don't know where to pay my tithes and offering. Can I pay it to you? Yeah. That's fine with me. Because if you do, I don't have to worry about blog talk at a $99. I know they happen. Mm-hmm. Because I ain't send no message. Somebody, can you give it to Friday? Can you give it to Thursday? They were paid. Yeah, they were paid. Sister Angela Foote made sure that was paid. Sister Jerry made sure other things are paid. And I thank God for it. And if I come and I'm sincere and God tell me I need it and going on and ask the people, when I ask the people respond. But only if he says so. I can't just come and just ask for money out of folks. Yeah, I have to do it if God say, ask the people. I ask the people and they respond. Yeah, that's because he said so, not Barbara said so. And so I'm grateful unto him this morning, and I thank him, and I speak the blessings of Almighty God financially, food, clothes, shelter, cars, everything your heart desires. I speak that upon you today. In the name of Jesus, I speak your situation is turning around, going in the right direction so that you can get better today, February the 22nd, 2022, in Jesus' name. Look at this, 222-2022. Oh, we got twos today. So we thank God. Thank God for Pastor David coming through this morning and encouraging us. And I'm grateful unto the Lord for good friends, this family to me. Yeah, David, Sion, K, Dot, them family members. Samoa, that's a family member. Jerry. Yeah, we related it. Thanks. Sinner, I don't care nothing about it. I'm related to you. Diane, we related. Anthony, relate, 708, we relatives. Yeah. Rita, we relatives, we relatives. Louis, I'm related. Yeah, we are related through the blood of Jesus. So we family members. And these faithful comers, I'm praying. I'm telling you, God going to do it. I felt it this morning. God going to do it. And when he do it, you're going to be blessed. Somebody don't have a house, going to get one. Somebody don't have a car, going to get a brand new car. Somebody who want something else, they're going to get it. Somebody may want teeth. Somebody may want knee replacement. Somebody may want something else. You're going to get it. Yeah. And you may get it before God give me the money. But if not, he give me the money, it's yours. Because I'm asking for it, not for me and my family. I didn't even think of my children or my grandchildren. I thought of you. Yeah. Be especially good to the members of the household of faith. You believe, I believe, we're believers, we're the people of God, be especially good to them. Yeah. If I can find something over in Israel to give unto over in Jerusalem to give to Israel, I want to do that too. Brothers and sisters overseas, you know, that been coming and I saw you was coming, I want to be a blessing to you. But, you know, people know that I'm kind-hearted and I'm a giver and I love to be a cheerful giver. They come from everywhere asking, but I don't have it like that just yet. I'm believing God for it. Hallelujah. And I try to teach them how to believe God, because if he's not using me, he'll use somebody else. Yeah, and you know, scammers going to come, all kinds going to come. But how about God got me? How about, honey, he showed me. Over and over, just how he has. So look, we're going to pray out and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, again at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I think that's the yard man at the door. But listen, let's pray out. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. Okay, give me a few minutes and I'm coming to the door. Yes. Yeah, give me a few minutes. I got to close out of something, and I'll be right at the door, okay? All right. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, did you hear me? Give me a few minutes. I'm coming.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm Robert with Lawn Starter.
Are you with, what the boy name? Oh, I can't think of his name.
I can't hear you.
Marshall.
What is his name, Jerry?
Monty.
Okay.
Monty.
Oh, he done went off. Wait a minute, y'all. I got to get him back. Oh, this thing is acting up. Okay. Okay, are you with Monty?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I don't know. What, he can't hear me. I can't hear him. Let's pray. Father God. It's okay, Jerry. I got it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you for what you've done already. Thank you for your word to your people. Father, open their spiritual ears. Open their hearts and mind, God, that they can hold on through faith and trust in you. Lord, help them to bring their flesh under subjection so that you can live in them. We ask as we depart this morning that, God, you would bless your people quickly. Give uncommon blessings, uncommon miracles quickly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless our going out and our coming in today. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Father, bless your people. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. Again, I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. February 22nd, 2022, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother Louis, God bless you. Have a blessed day. And tell Sherry I said hello and have a blessed day. And I'm just going to say later, tater. And we've already gone to our last song of the morning. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye again. Have a blessed day. Okay, I am coming to the door.